We have words from a spokesman for Number 10, deeply concerned by this. We have said, goes on the statement continually, that prisoners of war shouldn't be exploited for political purposes. It talks then, the statement, about the Geneva Convention, which says that prisoners of war are entitled to combatant immunity and shouldn't be prosecuted for participation in hostilities. So in terms of what the government does next, this statement from Downing Street concludes that we will continue to work with the Ukrainian authorities to try and secure the release of any British nationals who were serving in the Ukrainian armed forces and who are being held as prisoners of war. So that is the statement from the UK government. We also have a statement from Robert Jenrick, who is the one of the family MPs. He says that it's a disgusting Soviet-era show trial. He calls it the latest reminder of the depravity of the Vladimir Putin regime. He says that these two men are not mercenaries. He says they've been living in Ukraine and serving there and had been doing so long before the invasion in February, which he calls illegal. Robert Jenrick saying, as prisoners of war, they're entitled to protection under the Geneva Convention, so echoing really some of those words from Downing Street, and Robert Jenrick insisting that the Russian ambassador should now be summoned to the Foreign Office for what he calls an egregious breach of the Geneva Convention. He says no one should think they can treat British citizens like this and get away with it.